At Armstrong, your connectivity is backed by local technicians, our 24-7 network operations team, and our 24-7 customer service center. Armstrong, unmatched employees, unmatched customer care, unmatched fiber network.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Armstrong in the Loop podcast. I'm your host, Seth Prentice. And today, I'm excited to have with us two fellow Rotarians, Melanie and Dave Sturrock, co-chairs for the 2022 Shine for Shelter Box event. Melanie and Dave, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
No, hey, it's my pleasure. Anytime I get to speak with fellow Rotarians, and not only that, but Rotarians from my own Richmore Satellite Club. You know, it's a unique opportunity. I'll always have time for those in Rotary. So I'm so thankful that you have a little bit of time to talk to us today. And to kick off, I want to let the audience get to know a little bit more about the club that you're in, because it's not a normal Rotary club, but you're in the Richmore Satellite Club. So give us a little rundown about it. And, you know, maybe we'll have a few people listening that want to get involved.
Sure. I'd be glad to. So our Richmore Rotary Satellite Club is a daughter club of Richmore Rotary. We're a fairly young club, a couple years old, but we are very active. We're very hands-on, so we're very informal. We meet at Willis Tavern, and we do a lot of hands-on. So we do... we've done planters for the Lighthouse Foundation. We are currently, or starting November 1st, doing a sock drive for the homeless. So you'll see our bins around the area at various locations. Just, you're more than welcome to bring your heavy wool socks, new. And we're also looking for men's boots as well. We repair roofs on homes. We are helping a camp to rebuild some swing sets. Oh. So we are a very active club.
And you differentiate a little bit because you don't meet as often as a normal Rotary club, correct?
Correct. We meet once a month. And again, like you said, we are very informal. So our meetings can be very social and I wouldn't say chaotic, but
but some people would say that.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, so but we have a great time. We have a great fellowship with our club. So we support each other, and we love to do each other's projects because we all have a different passion.
No, which is that's absolutely fantastic. And I do know that your club's not only like you said earlier, only been around for a short time, but you already have 20 members, which for many Rotary clubs, that's actually the size of their club alone. So I think you're growing, which is a great thing. And, you know, you're responsible for some community events as well, like Mars Apple Fest.
Right. We do Mars Apple Fest every year in the first Saturday of October.
Yeah.
That's a really big event for the community. I think it's both a community service and a fundraiser. We also do things like paper recycling or
that's in the spring.
The shredding event.
And so we do lots of things. We provide food to the homeless. We go down a couple times a year and to Pittsburgh and work with the Mission for Mars.
Yes.
So we do a lot of things, and I think the nice thing about our club is that not only are the meetings informal and social and friendly, but all of our events are there too. We have most of our members show up to most of our events.
That's incredible.
So people enjoy interacting with each other and doing good at the same time.
Well, if people would like to come on out and not only maybe just check out your club, but interested in joining, how can they do so?
Well, that's a problem with the informality of it. But I would say the easiest thing is to contact either of us. I can give you my contact and I'll give it to you again later. But D Sturrock, Sturrock, at gmail.com is a pretty easy way to reach out, or melanie.sturrock at gmail.com. In either of those, you can reach out to us and we'd be happy to make the connections.
But we have a Facebook page, right?
Yes, we do have a new
Yeah, we have a new
Facebook
Facebook page, so you can go to our Facebook page. And we have been trying to meet regularly the second Tuesdays of the month at 6:30 at Willie's Tavern.
Okay. Well, I will put both of your contact information in the show notes so people can reach out. I'll also put the link to the new Facebook page too, just to give people an idea of the club and hopefully gain some new members out of this episode as well.
That would be
Great.
wonderful. Thank you.
You bet. But the main reason we're here today is to talk about something that is near and dear to most of Rotarians' hearts in this area. Tom and Marie Grant were two wonderful people, and they supported an effort that the two of you are now helping to carry on the legacy, and that is Shelterbox. So I want to kick off by asking, what is Shelterbox?
Okay, well, Shelterbox is an international disaster relief organization established about 20 years ago. Although it is independent of Rotary, we have a close relationship with Rotary. We are Rotary's disaster relief partner, and Rotary members provide a significant funding to us. We focus on helping families recover from major disasters like floods, hurricanes, earthquakes, and conflicts. We do that by providing shelter and essential items like pots and pans, water treatment, solar lights, blankets, mosquito netting, a school kit, and much more. We take our name from a big green box that contains all of those things I just mentioned, that is our standard response.
It's amazing. And I know that I've seen some of the shelters. I think Tom Marie used to put them up outside of Zelenople Harmony area from time to time. So it is quite an amazing project that the shelter box helps to provide the disaster relief. How did the two of you get involved?
Well, it was because of Tom and Marie. We had attended, or we were attending horse trading days in Zilly, walked by the tent, which is very eye-catching, and talked to them. And of course, they shared their passion for Shelterbox with us. It was in line with our passions at that time, and we were just impressed by them, their message. So they gave us contact information, and it wasn't right away, but a few years later, we decided to be Shelterbox ambassadors, and here we are now.
No, and those had to have been two large, well, I four large shoes to fill, as Tom and Marie did a lot. So I'm glad to see not only the legacy being carried on, but the two of you are helping to provide your own part in creating a legacy of it as well.
We are still new to it. We're both new to Rotary and new to Shelterbox, but we're learning quickly and having a lot of fun, doing this, and as I said, finding a way to give back.
Yeah, meeting a lot of people and sharing the information is exciting. I mean, people are very receptive to the world issues, and they're willing to listen to you and even respond to that request. So yes, we are happy to do that.
Have the two of you been anywhere where one of these has been deployed?
No, unfortunately, we have not.
Not as part of the deployment
Okay.
team. I mean, I've actually traveled quite widely for business, so I've been in a few places where they have later been deployed, but
Okay.
I have never been part of the deployment.
How can others get involved and follow the passion that the two of you have?
The most dedicated volunteers are members of a highly trained response team. You were asking us if we were involved in any deployments, and you do have to go through a lot of training, and they're called SRTs, and we totally admire them because they are boots in the ground in a disaster. They have to live as the people that are affected by that disaster. So that's how a person can get involved, and anybody interested in that role can contact us or Shelterbox USA. We are the ambassadors, like we've said, and we give out the message to communities. And we also do the fundraising events. Anyone is welcome to be an ambassador if they feel that is a role that they would like to play in disaster relief. We go to many festivals like the Apple Fest and Elwood City Fall Festival and Horse Trading Days just to talk to people. And there are a couple more that you can be a change maker or a champion, which you can create interesting and fundraisers to draw people's attention and to use your talents, your hobbies to raise money, like bowling events or skeet shooting or mountain climbing. There was one person that put a shelter box on his back and climbed several mountains. I think it was empty, but that to me was very impressive. So, and he raised funds for shelter box.
Or put one in a canoe and canoed the length of the Mississippi River. Wow. Things like that. So people can do all sorts of fun things to get out of the box. But it all comes down to drawing attention to Shelterbox and helping, other people understand and collecting donations so that we can then help more people.
And I guess the follow-up question to all this, do you need to be in a Rotary Club or Rotarian to help to be an ambassador, an SRT, or anything to help get the word out there?
No, absolutely not. There are, obviously, as I said at the beginning, there are a lot of Rotary members do help. And a lot of our talks are in front of Rotary Clubs. But we're happy to present to any community group. And there are many opportunities to help, from making a simple donation at shelterboxusa.org to requesting a presentation for your community group through us, through the ambassadors. You can contact an ambassador to ask for a presentation or request to get more involved. And if you're one of those rare people who's motivated to become an SRT, please contact us or Shelterbox USA. And I'm sure that there are plenty of openings that for those rare people who want to do that.
What is your upcoming fundraising event? Because that's also another reason why we're here today, to help raise funds for Shelterbox.
Okay, well, our big event of the year is Shine for Shelterbox. That's held November 4th at the Stables at Conoquinessing. And if you're not familiar with that, it's on 68, about halfway between Evan City and Butler. And it's a really nice venue. With a $60 donation, you can enjoy a fun evening of gourmet dining, entertainment, shelter box presentations, gift basket raffles, and silent auction items. Our goal is to raise funds to help support those families affected by disaster. You can get tickets or make event donations at our event website, which is shelterboxshine.square.site.
And I'm on your website as we speak, thanks to this being an audio podcast and not a visual podcast. But I see you have two special guests attending. Can you tell us a little bit about the two guests that you have coming to attend?
Yes. Carrie Murray is the president of Shelterbox USA. She's going to talk to us that evening virtually from California. And give us an idea of where our monies or where your donations will be going, what we're doing with that. We are so active. There are just so many conflicts and disasters that are helping or that are happening that we would like to share where our, you know, where your donations are going and helping families worldwide. And then
Sherry Sheets is a volunteer and the partnerships manager at Shelterbox USA. And she's going to talk to us about some of the things that I mentioned above, some of the interesting things that volunteers have done and kind of hopefully inspire people to go out in their communities and take advantage of their hobby, whether it's skeet shooting or bowling, and use that to help have fun and raise money for Shelterbox.
No, and I will say this is a great website. If anyone would like to check it out, hopefully they're going to come on and maybe purchase an individual seat or a table, since you have both options on here, and or you can just become a donor or sponsor as well. I do see John Marshall Catering is providing the dinner that evening, so I know everyone's in for a great meal.
Exactly. Right. And he has appetizers before that. We have a social like hour before that with a wine bar, and a John Marshall provides appetizers. You can do the silent auction table and the basket table. You can look at our display table. We will have our two shelter tents available that you can look at and see what goes into that green box.
And I see that you're still looking for some sponsors. You have different levels there as well. I'm going to take a guess and say that we're going to need those to be in as soon as possible, as right. You have a program that needs to be done.
Right. But any type of donation or sponsorship is welcome. So, you know, if you can join us for dinner, that's great. If you can donate $10 or $25, that's great. If you can afford more than that and you can donate a few hundred dollars or become a major sponsor for $1,000 or more, we'll love you. But anything you can do, again, all this money goes directly to Shelterbox. So all our proceeds go to Shelterbox.
Anything else that the two of you would like to mention that we might not have covered today?
We often get questions about where we help people and what we're doing in Ukraine. So I'd just like to give you some facts about that. I mean, we do help people across the world. There are hot spots like Ukraine, like Pakistan with all the flooding, the African conflict areas. We do help people in the United States as well, but because we're in the United States when FEMA is overwhelmed, like during Hurricane Katrina in the Astrodome. We provided our small shelter box tent then. But let me give you some facts about Ukraine, what Shelter Box has done. And these are special needs that we usually don't send our standard green box into Ukraine. We have sent 12,000 mattresses to collection centers in Western Ukraine to help those who have fled the violence. We've provided more than 5,000 households near Kyiv with emergency shelter kits. And that's like tarps and tools and blankets, water carriers and solar lights to repair their damaged homes so they can shelter in place. And we've distributed 19,000 hygiene kits to the refugees who have fled to Moldova and any area around Ukraine. So we've provided more than 4,000 refugees with cash assistance as well to purchase food, medicine, and other items on their journey. So that's what Shelterbox is about, providing people with what they need to give them hope for the future.
No, and those people need it, especially right now with everything they're going through.
Right. So that's just, you know, some examples of what we do and you know where the money goes. And so I hope that your listeners can feel that message, feel the call, and help us out by attending the Shrine Dinner or making some donation to us. So.
Well, we're here to help spread the word. We're going to do our best to make sure that the stables are packed that evening on November 4th. And I just want to take the time here and say thank you to the two of you for everything you're doing to not only help with this event, not only help with Shelterbox, but to give hope and help to those in need. And we hope people come out to support you on Friday, November 4th for the Shine for Shelterbox fundraising dinner.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
For Armstrong in the Loop podcast, I'm Seth Prentice, keeping you in the loop.
Are you enjoying Armstrong in the Loop podcast? Great news. All past and current episodes are available on popular streaming apps and websites. Search Armstrong in the Loop podcast and subscribe today.
Armstrong has long been a part of your community. Our local team is comprised of your neighbors, friends, and family members, all working hard to bring you the fastest fiber optic experience and unmatched customer care. When you support Armstrong, you're supporting your local community.